Hello, hello, hello. Here's Marlanka with another episode of Sri Aurobindo's essays, Human and Divine. This one is called The Path. It's a fairly short one. The supramental yoga is at once an ascent towards God and a descent of Godhead into the embodied nature. The ascent can only be achieved by a one-centered, all-gathering upward aspiration of the soul and mind and life and body. The descent can only come by a call of the whole being towards the infinite and eternal divine. If this call and this aspiration are there, or if by any means they can be born and grow constantly and seize all the nature, then and then only a supramental uplifting and transformation becomes possible. The call and the aspiration are only first conditions. There must be along with them and brought by their effective intensity an opening of all the being to the divine and a total surrender. This opening is a throwing wide of all the nature on all its levels and in all its parts to receive into itself without limits the greater divine consciousness which is there already above and behind and englobing this mortal half-conscious existence. In the receiving, there must be no inability to contain, no breaking down of anything in the system, mind or life or nerve or body, under the transmuting stress. There must be an endless receptivity, an always increasing capacity to bear an ever stronger and more insistent action of the divine force. Otherwise, nothing great and permanent can be done. The yoga will end in a breakdown or an inert stoppage, or a stultifying or a disastrous arrest in a process which must be absolute and integral if it is not to be a failure. But since no human system has this endless receptivity and unfailing capacity, the supramental yoga can succeed only if the divine force, as it descends, increases the personal power and equates the strength that receives with the force that enters from above to work in the nature. This is only possible if there is, on our part, a progressive surrender of the being into the hands of the divine. There must be a complete and never failing ascent, a courageous willingness to let the divine power do with us whatever is needed for the work that has to be done. Man cannot by his own effort make himself more than man. The mental being cannot by his own unaided force change himself into a supramental spirit. A descent of the divine nature can alone divinize the human receptacle. For the powers of our mind, life, and body are bound to their own limitations, and however high they may rise or however widely expand, they cannot rise above their natural ultimate limits or expand beyond them. But still, mental man can open to what is beyond him and call down a supramental light, truth, and power to work in him and do what the mind cannot do. If mind cannot by effort become what is beyond mind, supermind can descend and transform mind into its own substance. If the supramental power is allowed by man's discerning assent and vigilant surrender to act according to its own profound and subtle insight and flexible potency, it will bring about slowly or swiftly a divine transformation of our present semi-perfect nature. This descent, this working, is not without its possibility of calamitous fall and danger. If the human mind or the vital desire seizes hold on the descending force and tries to use it according to its own limited and erring ideas or flawed and egoistic impulses, and this is inevitable to some degree, until this lower mortal has learned something of the way of that greater immortal nature. Well, stumblings and deviations, hard and seemingly insuperable obstacles and wounds and suffering cannot be escaped. And even death or utter downfall are not impossible. Only when the conscious integral surrender to the divine has been learned by mind and life and body can the way of the yoga become easy, straight, swift, and safe. And it must be a surrender and an opening to the divine alone and to no other. For it is possible for an obscure mind or an impure life force in us to surrender to undivine and hostile forces and even mistake them for the divine. There can be no more calamitous error. Therefore, our surrender must be no blind and inert passivity to all influences or any influence, but sincere, conscious, vigilant, pointed to the one and the highest alone. Self-surrender to the divine and infinite mother, however difficult, remains our only effective means and our sole abiding refuge. Self-surrender to her means that our nature must be an instrument in her hands, the soul a child in the arms of the mother. Well, that completes the essay called The Path from Sri Aurobindo's Essays, Divine and Human. Thank you for listening. May you be uplifted, and we'll be back next week.
This is Auroville Radio.